Kansas Information Network News, I'm Lisa Rothman. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office conducts sweeps of homeless encampments.
With the help of the Topeka Police Department, sheriff's officers went through each homeless community looking for those individuals with outstanding warrants. WIBW reports Sheriff Brian Hill said 14 people were arrested on 10 felony and 6 misdemeanor warrants. There were 31 registered sex offenders, 15 violent offenders, and 3 drug offenders who identified as being homeless. Since January of 2022, there have been 1,892 arrests of homeless individuals in the city.
Silver Lake residents will soon get to decide the future of the Unified School District's renovations and a new sales tax. A 30-year bond issue being presented by the school district would raise the property taxes on a $150,000 home, almost $65 a year. This is Kansas Information Network News.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Ranchers, it could be time to process those calves. Whether you're weaning your own or bringing in a potload of stockers, health protection is of utmost importance. So you need answers and the right products. No wonder ranchers from all 50 states have come to rely on the products and assistance they get at Valley Vet Supply. Another reason people from so far away get their supplies the Valley Vet way, they know the right products to keep in stock, like Valley Vet's broad selection of vaccines and insecticides. And their tech service veterinarians can help you make sensible choices for your situation. Same day shipments available direct to your door. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, will begin tomorrow, Wednesday, November 1st, and remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. Payment plan terms to maintain or restore service requires that customers agree to pay 1/12 of the total amount owed, 1/12 of the current bill, the full amount of any disconnection or reconnection fee, plus any applicable deposit to the utility. The remaining balance must be paid in equal payments over the next 11 months in addition to the current monthly bill. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website at kcc.ks.gov And Kansans may also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. U.S. Representatives Tracy Mann of Kansas and Jim Costa of California, alongside U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall of Kansas, led 35 of their colleagues in urging U.S. Department of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo to revise how the Department of Commerce calculates countervailing duties on phosphate fertilizers from Morocco. The U.S. Court of International Trade recently remanded to the department a calculation of its subsidies, which impacts duties imposed on phosphate fertilizers. The bicameral bipartisan group addressed the financial burden that the duties place on farmers. Representative Mann said American farmers have labored under skyrocketing fertilizer prices for more than 3 years, and tariffs on phosphate imports led to a price increase of more than 220% from 2020 to 2022. Under current tariffs, the average price of phosphate fertilizer in America is the highest in the world. So, as farmers purchase this key input at elevated prices, they end up competing in the global marketplace at a competitive disadvantage to foreign producers. In the letter, the members wrote that they asked that Commerce carefully consider and follow the Court of International Trade's decision in Commerce's recalculation of the subsidy amount, both in its final determination in the investigation and its administrative review, as reducing the subsidy rate would provide welcomed relief for U.S. farm suppliers and their customers, American family farms. Each year, there's a Medicare Advantage open enrollment period from January 1st through March 31st, and during this time, if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan and want to change your health plan, you can switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan with or without drug coverage, or go back to original Medicare, and if needed, also join a Medicare prescription drug plan. To help with Medicare costs, low-income seniors and adults with disabilities may qualify to receive financial assistance from a Medicare Savings Program, or MSPS. MSPS helps millions of Americans access high-quality health care at a reduced cost, yet only about half of eligible people are enrolled. MSPS covers Medicare premiums and may also cover Medicare deductibles, co-insurance, and co-payments if individuals meet the eligibility requirements in their state. Enrolling in an MSPS offers relief from those Medicare costs, allowing people to spend money on other necessities like food, housing, or transportation. The low-income subsidy program, also called Extra Help, is a Medicare program that helps qualifying individuals pay Part D premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and other costs. And enrollees can save nearly $300 per year on average, according to estimates. Up to 3 million seniors and people with disabilities could benefit from the Extra Help program but aren't currently enrolled. Individuals who enroll in MSPSs automatically qualify for help affording prescription drugs through the Extra Help program. For more information, you can visit cms.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
Safe Kids Kansas, the Kansas Poison Center, and the Office of the State Fire Marshal are hoping all Kansans have a fun and safe Halloween. According to Safe Kids Kansas, Halloween can be a lot of fun for children, but it's also a time when pedestrian accidents, falls, burns, fires, and poisoning are a reality. And on Halloween, fatal pedestrian vehicle accidents involving children significantly increase. While children need to take precautions, the organization is also warning motorists to slow down and be extra alert, especially in neighborhoods. And they say children under 12 should not be trick-or-treating without an adult or a responsible teenager. Safe Kids said you should review safety rules with your children before they go out, and they should also have a cell phone with them to contact you in emergencies, though you should also remind them to pay attention to their surroundings and not play on the cell phone. Parents are reminded to check all of their children's candy, making sure they only eat treats that are in their original unopened wrappers. And it's also a time when young children may be looking for treats and find medicine instead. So be sure to keep all medicines locked up and out of reach. Safe Kids recommends that you have the Poison Helpline programmed into your phone, which is 800-222-1222. Finally, according to the National Fire Protection Association, nearly half of house fires happen because a decoration was placed too close to a heat source, like a candle. So they recommend using battery-powered candles or lights and making sure you have working smoke detectors on each level and inside and outside every bedroom of your home. For more child safety information, you can visit SafeKidsKansas.org. Six Kansans recently joined the Board of Directors for Humanities Kansas. Sheila Phillip, the chair of the Board of Directors, shared that Humanities Kansas connects Kansans with stories and ideas, and their board members provide strong leadership and direction. She said that they are excited to have these new members join them, and the new board members are Trent Danzel of Westwood. Danzel is the business development leader for Olson's Kansas City presence, and he serves on the Lenexa Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors and the Bi-State Cultural Commission. James Sands of Junction City. Sands is the current president of the Black History Trail of Geary County and a retired Garrison Command Sergeant Major in the United States Army. Brandon West of Independence. West is the executive director of the Project Q&A Incorporated, an LGBTQIA+ rule-focused organization, and is the development coordinator for the Independence Public Library. Ginger H. Williams of Hayes. Williams serves as the Dean of Library Services for Forsyth Library at Fort Hays State University. Elizabeth Young of Linden. Young is a partner and senior wealth advisor at Clayton Wealth Partners in Topeka. And Carol Hell of Norton. Carol is the executive director of the Norton Regional Health Foundation. She serves as president of the Norton County Arts Council, and she volunteers for several local and regional organizations. Farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses, as the Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available for certified organic operators through the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency awards the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program funds to eligible state agencies who work directly with organic operators to reimburse organic certification costs. And the Kansas Department of Agriculture can reimburse costs incurred from October 1, 2022 through September 30th of 2023. The applications will be accepted through tomorrow, Wednesday, November 1st, or until all the funds are expended, whichever comes first, and applications can be submitted by email. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/organic-cost-share. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
Are you ready to build your dream project and equip your home with the latest appliances? At Cowpoke Supply, they offer a wide variety of high-quality lumber, from sturdy hardwoods to durable softwoods, ensuring your project is built to last. Cowpoke's appliance department features top-of-the-line household appliances from trusted brands. Whether you're upgrading your kitchen or refreshing your laundry room, they have it all. Visit them today on East Highway 36 in Norton, Cowpoke Supply, where your dreams take shape and your home comes to life.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Despite rain last week, the Kansas fall harvest continues ahead of pace, while winter wheat planting is almost complete across the state. The latest numbers, according to the National Ag Statistics Service, indicate that 89% of the Kansas corn harvest is complete. That's in line with last year and 5 points ahead of the five-year average. 80% of the state's soybean harvest is complete. That's 3 points better than a year ago and 14 points better than average. The Kansas sorghum harvest is now 69% complete, 3 points better than a year ago, and 10 points ahead of average. 35% of Kansas cotton is harvested. That is 14 points behind a year ago, but almost double the average pace. The state's sunflower harvest is 74% complete. That is 12 points ahead of a year ago and 18 points ahead of average. The state's topsoil moisture is 37% adequate to surplus. That is up 15 points from last week. Subsoil moisture rated 27% adequate. That's up 7 points on the week. The state's pasture and range condition is rated 13% good to excellent versus 55% poor or very poor. That's a net drop of 3 points from a week ago. The nation's average gasoline price, according to Gas Buddy, was down over 5 cents on the week at $3.45 per gallon. The national average is down 36 cents from a month ago and 27 cents lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 3.5 cents last week. It's now at $4.43 per gallon. That's 86 cents lower than a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy says he anticipates another drop of 10 to 20 cents in the price of gasoline. However, any jolt in the Middle East could potentially disrupt current trends. Now, oil markets have struggled to hold on to any momentum in recent weeks, and demand has declined 1% on the week. Average price of gas in Kansas is at $3.29 a gallon. That's down 8 cents on the week. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. 6 million AARP members once served in the U.S. military, and many of the issues AARP focuses on for people 50 and older intersect with the critical needs of veterans, two-thirds of whom are over the age of 50. That's why AARP provides valuable resources to help veterans make informed decisions in their pursuit of healthcare, jobs, wellness, and other needs that will empower them to live a fulfilling life. AARP focuses on 4 key areas when it comes to veterans: family caregiving, fighting fraud, securing employment, and connecting to benefits and discounts. To learn more and download free resources, go to aarp.org/veterans. That's aarp.org/veterans.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Chilly across our state for the rest of today, but we'll start a warming trend tomorrow, and that'll likely last through the upcoming weekend. Some 60s will be back by Thursday, with a few areas hitting 70 on Friday. Overall, we'll be near normal on the temperatures by Thursday. In the meantime, cool high pressure has moved down from the northern plains. That'll keep most of our state in the 30s and 40s today. Precipitation chances look low for the rest of the week, with the jet stream pattern setting up to keep the storm systems north of us. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is centered over the central and northern plains, so we get sunshine through the day. A stationary front is off to our west and a cold front to our south. The high pressure system has some cooler air with it, keeping our temperature somewhat chilly through the rest of today. But with lots of sunshine coming up through tomorrow and the weekend, the air mass will start to moderate a little bit. It'll be a little breezy for the rest of today, wind gusting at 15 to 25 miles per hour. And the stationary front to our west will cross Kansas as a warm front tomorrow as the cool high pressure system slides off to the east. Pretty cold overnight, lows dipping into the 20s for just about the entire state under clear skies. Early Wednesday, a low-pressure trough will set up in eastern Colorado. The warm front moves into the western counties. Should be sunny tomorrow. Highs back in the 60s in the western counties and 50s in the east. Fair weather and a warming trend Thursday and Friday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 30s to mid-40s with low 20s overnight. North central, upper 30s and low 40s, and tonight we're in the low 20s. Around 40 in the northeastern counties, upper teens and low 20s overnight. Mid to upper 40s in the southwestern counties, and tonight we're in the low to mid-20s. Low to mid-40s south central and low 20s for the overnight hours. Low 40s in the southeast, and tonight we're in the low 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.